Welcome to Everyday English. Today I'd like us to look at the word dare, spelled as
D-A-R-E, dare.
Dare means have the unusual courage to do something. Have the effrontery to do something. It is a verb, but it is a special verb. It is sometimes used as an auxiliary verb and sometimes as an ordinary verb. In this lesson, we shall be concerned with dare as an auxiliary verb.
But what is an auxiliary verb?
That's a good question.
We were taught at school that an auxiliary verb was a helping verb.
That is still true. All that is meant is that it is used with other verbs to express a variety of meanings.
As, for example, can.
Yes.
Will. Must.
Could. Would. Shall. Should.
Yes. These constitute an important subclass of auxiliary verbs, often referred to as the modal auxiliaries. First, unlike the other verbs, these auxiliaries have only one form in the present tense. For example, we say,
I can do it.
You can do it.
He can do it.
She can do it.
The form does not change as it does in the case of true verbs. For example, we say,
he sings.
She does.
She has.
But none of the modal auxiliary verbs has a separate third person singular form. We do not say, for example,
John cans.
He shalls.
He wills. He coulds.
When we use dare as an auxiliary verb, it has the same properties as can,
shall, will,
and
must.
We say,
he must do it.
He can do it.
Similarly,
he dare do it.
She dare say such things in public without compunction.
He dare do it. She dare say such things in public without compunction. And it would be wrong to say,
he dares do it.
Or,
she dares say such things in public without compunction.
That is, when dare is used as an auxiliary verb, it does not need the ending s to agree with the singular subject of the sentence. Listen again.
He dares say such things.
The last sentence is a question.
He dares say such things.
But there are other ways of forming questions in English. One way is to bring the auxiliary verb to the beginning of the sentence, in front of the subject. Here's an example.
Can he say such things?
Will he say such things?
When dare is used as an auxiliary verb, it forms questions in the same way. Let's compare.
Can he say such things?
Can he say such things?
Will he say such things?
Dare he say such things? Dare he say such things?
Dare his father send us a message like this?
Dare his father send us a message like this? These are examples of questions which require the answer yes or no, in which dare is used as an auxiliary verb. But there is another type of question which begins with who, what, why, how, and so on, which do not expect the answer yes or no. In such questions, the auxiliary dare behaves like all other auxiliaries. Listen to this.
How dare he come here at this time?
How dare he use my car without my permission?
How dare you come here at this time? How dare he use my car without my permission? Let's now consider the verb dare, this time not as an auxiliary verb, but as an ordinary or full verb.
You mean it behaves like regular verbs?
Precisely what I mean.
Does dare as an ordinary verb behave like try?
Yes. Just as we say,
I try to challenge him.
He tries to challenge him.
So do we say,
I dare to challenge him.
He dares to challenge him.
I dare to challenge him. Both sentences contain dare in the present tense. Observe that the present tense has two forms. I dare, you dare, he dares. Dare and dares. All regular English verbs have two such forms.
Try, tries.
Decide, decides.
When dare is used as an auxiliary verb, it has only one form.
I dare.
You dare. He dare.
Compare the two uses.
He dares to challenge him.
That's dare as an ordinary verb. He dares to challenge him.
He dare challenge him.
He dare challenge him. That's dare as an auxiliary verb. He dare challenge him. Note the differences. The auxiliary dare lacks the S ending of the third person.
He dare challenge him.
Secondly, the infinitive marker to is dropped.
He dare challenge him.
Note,
he dares to challenge him.
And compare the two again.
He dare challenge him.
He dares to challenge him.
Now, let's turn to how questions are formed. As we pointed out, when an auxiliary verb is used to form a simple question requiring the answer yes or no, it occurs at the beginning of the sentence. For example,
dare he challenge him?
Dare he challenge him? However, when the ordinary verb dare occurs in this type of question, it behaves like ordinary verbs like try and decide. For example, just as we say,
does he try to challenge him?
So do we say,
does he dare to challenge him?
Does he dare say such things in public?
One final point. There's no meaning difference between the auxiliary dare and its counterpart, the ordinary verb. The following mean the same.
Dare he say such things in public?
Does he dare say such things in public?
Dare he say such things in public? This means, does he dare say such things in public? That's all there's time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.